Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are up to something again. And ironically, it seems that Jaden, who's at his grandpa's house, I think he's caught in the middle of it somehow because their house is having like an earthquake or something and it just doesn't make any sense. Well, let's find out what happens next.
Look at that, Purple Ninjas. I can tell that the plan is working. Look at that house down there.
Yes, boss, that's the one that... it's on our first phase of all the tests of the people on the spy team that we're targeting. So we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, yes, they won't see this coming. But Purple Ninjas, are we going to be able to produce enough heat to keep this up?
Oh, yes, boss. Look at this over here.
They pulled up a map of showing lava, like deep underground.
See, we've tapped into an unlimited supply of heat for our pipes to be able to, you know, heat up all those houses. And last night, the professor snuck out and glued all the windows and doors shut to keep the heat inside.
Great job, Purple Ninjas. Let's see if this plan actually works.
After what seemed like an eternity, the shaking finally stopped, and Jaden and his grandpa were staring eyeball to eyeball at each other underneath their dinner table. Grandpa, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I've just never seen one of those earthquakes around here.
Here, let me help you get up. Jaden helped his grandpa stood up and ran over to the window.
Grandpa, you're gonna want to see this.
His grandpa walked over to the window.
Oh, what in the... How did that happen? It looks like we're raised off the ground. Oh, we gotta get outside, quick!
They rushed over to the front door, but it was stuck too.
Oh, that earthquake must have jammed the door shut. Well, let's try the back door.
They raced to the back door and found the same problem.
Oh, Grandpa, I think I need to call Ava, Spyology Squad. She might have, I don't know, a way to help us.
Jaden reached for his bag and grabbed his walkie-talkie.
Shh! Ava! Ava, I have an emergency. Are you there? Over.
Shh.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just working on this awesome submarine project, but what kind of emergency is it?
Shh. It's hard to explain, Ava. All of a sudden, our house started getting really hot. I think the heater's like broken and stuck on. And then there was an earthquake here, and maybe they're connected. Maybe the earthquake caused the heater to break, or I don't know. But the windows and doors, they're all jammed shut now, and we're stuck inside.
Shh. Whoa, that sounds serious. Let me add Mr. Jim to the call.
Shh. Mr. Jim, are you there? Jada needs help,
shouted Ava.
Holy smokes, I'm glad you two called. I need help too. It's kind of hard to explain, but my house started shaking and it's really hot and we can't get outside and...
Shh! Holy smokes, that's exactly what happened to Jaden!
Shouted Ava into the walkie-talkie.
Shh! Jaden, are you okay?
Shh!
Yeah, it's me and my grandpa here. We're okay, but... The house, it seems to have been, like, lifted off the ground a little bit. We don't know how, but we can't get outside to take a better look.
Shh! What do you mean your house lifted off the ground?
Wait, let me take a look at that, said Mr. Jim as he walked over to his window to see the same problem.
Shh! You are not going to believe this, said Mr. Jim. But my house is actually floating off the ground. Like, maybe about 5 feet.
Yeah, we're totally floating over the ground. What in the world is going on?
Shouted Mr. Jim into the walkie-talkie.
Shh. All right, everyone stay calm, stay calm, said Ava. We gotta go over the clues, because I'm sure if you're both getting this same problem, it's gotta be from Dr. Stinky Breath. So the clues are, you both have really hot houses inside, the windows and doors are jammed shut, and there was a big earthquake, and your house is floating off the ground. Did I catch everything? Said Ava. Yep, that about summarizes the situation that me and my grandpa are in, said Jaden. Oh, so what do we do? Shh. Ava paused for a second and then said, hold on, guys. Wait, this sounds kind of familiar. Like, I've been working on this submarine project, and the fact that your houses are floating kind of reminds me of what I've been learning about, you know, submarines or hot air balloons and, like, just... Hold on a second. Hot air balloons. Yeah! That's totally what's happening! Shh! What do you mean, hot air balloons, Ava? Said Mr. Jim. Shh! You know, like, hot air balloons. When you fill them with heat, they actually rise. The heat is what pushes them up. Ava went on to explain exactly how hot air balloons work to both Mr. Jim and Jaden. Basically, what you need to know is that hot air rises because that air is less dense. And so the pressure changes. And so when hot air balloons, those big balloons, get filled with air, the hot air forces them to rise. And so theoretically, Ava is wondering if you fill the house with really hot air and shut all the windows and doors that... Do you think it could turn into something like a hot air balloon? Wait, hold on a second, Ava, said Jaden. If you're saying that hot air rises things like a hot air balloon or our house, for example, what makes it come back down? Shh. Well, it's pretty easy. You just have to let out the hot air. Shh. But what happens if our windows and doors are jammed shut? How high could we fly? Shh. Well, I'm not exactly sure on the calculations, said Ava. But you might be to the clouds by breakfast. Shh. To the clouds, shouted Mr. Jim and Jaden at the same time. We've got to get this figured out. What's that smell? Said Jaden. He walked over to the other room and saw something sticking out of the wall. There was like a new hole in the wall and... Whoa! Shh! Guys, guys, guys! I think I found where the hot air's coming from. There's a new hole in the wall and it's like a garden hose and... Yeah, I can... Looking out the window, I can see there's a garden hose jammed into the wall and that's where the hot air's coming from. Mr. Jim, do you have that too? Shh! Mr. Jim checked out his window and sure enough, there was a garden hose that was jammed through the wall, and that is where all that hot air was blowing in from. Shh! Yes, I have it too, said Mr. Jim. Shh! Don't you two worry. I have already got my jetpack, and I'm heading out the door. I'll be there as fast as I can, shouted Ava. Over and out. Shh! Meanwhile, up in the stinky blimp lab in the sky...
Purple ninjas, you have done me great joy. I think we're ready to enter phase 2. Let's send all these houses to the clouds!
Oh no! What in the world is going on? Can Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas really send houses to the clouds by filling them with hot air of... I don't know what's going on. But we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.